November 19th, PM, go over to them.
Yesterday we were
Uddhav Kyari.
We had gone to Uddhav Kyari.
Uddhav Mahashay ji.
Uddhav Mahashay.
Annanya gopiyon se vartalap karte hue.
Discussing, having dialogues with other gopis. When
Kandakon ki kunj mein pahunche.
When he reached the deep caves in, of the kunjas, when he reached the deep kunjas, he saw a Radhika just like dead. Very fair complexion, effulgent complexion. Sakhis, they are taking some cotton and putting at her nostrils to see whether she is breathing or no. And that gopi, she is saying in her mind, what? That Krishna is in Mathura. And with some princess over there, he is having a meeting. Seeing this, this gopi, means Srimati Radhika, became angry. And becoming angry, she said, that very moment, a black bee started hovering around her.
And
thinking Radharani's, mistaking Radharani's feet to be lotus, he is trying to extract the honey from this supposedly lotus flower. He wants to sit on her feet. And Radharani sees that, oh, he is black, he has sent a black messenger.
Oho,
you have come from Mathura. Definitely you have come from Madhupuri. There is a very big shop of Madhu. Madhu means liquor. That's why the owner is Madhupati. He is black. You are his messenger. I understand. You are his messenger, certainly. You are very intoxicated. That is why you have no proper sense. He has sent you as messenger to appease me. Oh fool. Do you know how to please somebody who is angry? Do you know that? You have on your lips this reddish, this kumkum, where have you gathered this from, which is decorating your lips? I know from where it is. He is buzzing around. He is saying, as if this buzzing is saying, Swamini ji, I did not take any intoxicants. I have come by the order of Prabhu, trying to appease you. Whatever you see, this kumkum color on my lips, this is not kumkum. This is the natural color of my mustaches. Go away. Go away, far. Oh fool, you are thinking that you can cheat me. Don't come near me. Get away. Again she says, aho. Madhupati, you have come from Madhupati. Krishna means. A messenger is similar in character, in nature, to the master. in a few days he will be insulted in the assembly of Yadus. When the husband will understand that he has relationship with their wives, they will insult him. You are also such a messenger. You are a messenger of such a cheater. Go far away. Yesterday we defined some, discussed some things about this, that how this is Prem Vachitya Bhav of Radhika ji is manifested here. She is maddened in Prem Vachitya, sometimes angry, sometimes cools down, sometimes she is happy, sometimes she is chastising the bee, sometimes she is even pleasing, sometimes she is speaking in ironical way to the bee. All these moods like this. From the second shloka, define a little, from the second shloka, a little.
Yesterday I have told so many things. Again, you want to tell? Slowly. Or he has only one, two shlokas. The Tritiya shloka. He has done so much.
So this song, the Jama, this was compiled by Chandidas. How Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Gambira with Sri Swarup Damodara and Sri Ramananda Roy, hearing these songs would become absorbed in ecstasy. Swarup Damodara was an expert singer more than a Gandharva. Hearing his sweet voice, accompanied by all types of tunes, tones, and rags, Mahaprabhu would become completely mad. Keva Sunaire Shamana. Srimati Radhika herself is asking, who is that person who first shares the name Sham Mahia? Srimati Radhika, in one way, is both indebted to that person who gave me such a mind of sweetness, but also angry. If only the name can have such power to affect me, I cannot imagine what the touch of such a person would be. Seeing his beauty and sweetness, how can the young ladies maintain their religion? I want to stay far away from that person, but that much I try to escape from him, that much I am forcibly attracted. And the young ladies of the village offer their beauty to his lotus feet. Yesterday we heard some discussion on Sri Brahmagid. Sri Uddhavji, after coming to Nandagaon, in the morning he saw many gopis and was talking with them. But in a very secluded place there was one Kishori, young girl, whose complexion was golden, and she was almost dead, it appeared. Her friends were taking pieces of thread and holding it to her nose to see if breath is coming or not. And she was the Ayati Krishna Sangam. She was absorbed in remembering her association with Krishna. She was thinking that Krishna now must be in Mathura, meeting with many young Rajkumaris, princesses, and she became angry. One bumblebee, black color, came near her, and mistaking her lotus feet to be lotus flowers, it began humming around her to collect the nectar. Becoming angry at that bee, Srimati Radhika chastised him. Oh, you must be the messenger of that black, because you have come from Madhupuri, Mathura. Madhupuri, Madhu also means wine or alcohol. So in Madhupuri there is a big shop of wine, and you and that other black have come from there. You must be his messenger. Therefore both of you have drunk so much, therefore you have no knowledge, and you have come here to remove my angry mood. But how foolish you are. I see on your mustache there is some kumkum. I know where you got that from. That is the makeup coming from those ladies who Krishna was embraced. Therefore that kumkum came on your mustache. Then the bee was buzzing. I did not drink anything. I am not drunk. I have come here not to break your mind. Actually, this red color of my mouth is my natural color. But Srimati Radhika told him, go away, fool. You are like your master. You also come, here's Madhupati, and you are like your master. Therefore, the Yadavs are being disrespected because Krishna is going with their wives. You should return them. Therefore, Srimati Radhika is experiencing prem by Chityabhav, which means, therefore, she is sometimes angry, sometimes happy, sometimes she criticizes herself, sometimes she criticizes Krishna, sometimes she scolds. In this way, she experiences many, many different emotions. And now we'll hear the second verse.
All right. Are always cheaters. Blacks are always cheaters. It is not that you are incarnating you last time. No, the blacks who are, they are always cheaters. All those blacks who are, who have black complexion, it is not the fault of Shyam Sundar. Don't take Shyam Sundar's name. They are not mentioning his name at all. Just black. They are saying black. How? One black was there who when he went to the forest, then he became a friend to some monkey, and his associates, his brother who was Bali, hiding himself behind the tree, he killed him with an arrow. Nobody kills a monkey's meat. All the monkeys are spared. But such monkey, why did he kill? Gurudev asked me. Because he was very lusty. He got into association, friends with a lusty monkey, and his wife also had been stolen with Bali, and his wife had also been stolen. So a lusty, controlled by his wife, he has become friends with another lusty monkey, and then without reason he killed that monkey. It was none of his fault, whose meat also cannot be eaten. Why did he kill him? Speak further. Gurudev saying, so you became friends. Okay, he's a Kshatriya. Because of being a Kshatriya, he killed him. When he became a saintly person, now he is wearing Valkal, the clothes in exile. He should have gone alone in the exile. But he's taking his wife, holding her by the hand. Why? What is the need of this? And then, when in the forest, this Shrupnaka, who adopted such a beautiful form, looking at his form, she became attracted. If he did not have to accept, okay, perfect. He could have refused her or he should have left her. But what was the use of cutting her nose and ears? He deformed her, and she will not be able to get married to anybody. This is proper, his behavior. This is proper, his behavior. And this is everything done. One more black was there. Another black as Vaman. He also was black, and such he became addressed himself so innocently. So he was looking so innocent. He went to Bali Maharaj and said, I am a non-greedy Brahmin, I don't need anything. You are again and again asking me to ask for some donation. I will fall down from my dharma. I have no greed, no desire. I don't want anything. And then he praised him to such heights that your father, grandfather, all his qualities, they were dharmavir, so many donors, they were so brave people, and you are decorated with all those qualities. Who can be as big a donor, as qualified person as you? And where will be such a desireless Brahman like me? You will not get. Again and again, if you ask, then what can I do? Maybe I want three steps of land where I can perform my tapasya austerities. And then when he accepted that I will give you three land, then he made himself into three become form, and with three footsteps he measured the universe. He made a hole in the universe and the water began to flow from there, and then he measured the hellish planets also, and then he measured his head also, and then he bound him by a snake rope. This is proper behavior. So like this, he, in this Trivikram form, he did this cheating. And now, what he is cheating us, looting us, this is quite evident to you also, very clearly evident to you also. So, no need to be friendly with such a black. He is, when there is no need, why again and again you are mentioning his name? What to do? His katha, I cannot speak, stop speaking. It is impossible to leave. I want to, but I cannot stop speaking about him. If some person, one time also, chants his name, Krishna's name, and it enters his ears, then finished. All his life, pleasures, material life, everything is finished. Everything. Wife towards husband, husband towards wife, father towards son, son towards father, all relations are left behind. Whomever Bhagwan accepts, he kidnaps, captures everything of theirs, and he just is distressed condition, he is crying and crying. Everybody sees that, oh, he is crying so much, why to be friends with such a person? Like this, everybody reject him. And when they reject him, then that person alone, he goes to Vrindavan, and he has no arrangement for his food, staying, and he stays like a bird, wandering there and here, sometimes staying in one place, sometimes another place, and like this he is spending his life. Similarly, is the condition life of devotees. Then Radhaji says, all sorts of duties and life is disturbed because of him. So what to speak about this katha again and again through those katha? We are also in that condition that day and night we are crying. When the bee, again and again he began to buzz around him, her, and Radhaji is saying, why are you trying to please me again and again? And I should go to Mathura. What are you trying to say? Shall I meet him? It's not possible. Mathura and Vrindavan is just a line in between, just a border. But for us, it is impossible to cross. It is place full of opulence. Braj is place of sweetness. They can never meet together. Radhaji can never go to that place. And she says, I can't go there. Even if I go, what will I do? Sri Vadhu, Lakshmi ji is staying with him like his wife. If I go to that place, I cannot become a co-wife, cannot compete with him as a co-wife. Like a golden lion, she is residing on his chest, Lakshmi ji. When nobody is there, she stays there. Near him, if she somebody comes, she hides herself as a lion on his chest. I cannot go to such a place. Why are you trying to speak again and again? This bee is just hovering around, buzzing around her, and then again, when he comes back, she asks, oh, Priya Sakhi, again you have come. Sakhi, oh, my friend, you have come back again. why do you, what do you want?
Then
I should go. Not possible. But yes, tell me one thing.
बोले कि अभी मत मधुपुरिया आर्य पुत्र अधुनास्ते क्या आर्य पुत्र अभी भी
आर्य पुत्र नाउ आल्सो इज इन मधुपुरी
यदि होंगे
इफ ही इज देयर
यदि वे मधुपुरी में निवास कर रहे हैं
इफ ही इज रिजाइडिंग देयर
तो निश्चित रूप में
एंड डेफिनेटली समटाइम्स ही विल पॉसिबली कम बैक देयर इफ ही हैज गॉन फादर समवेयर देन ही विल नेवर रिटर्न टू दिस प्लेस नो पॉसिबिलिटी
क्या वे मधुपुरी में
इज ही स्टिल इन मधुपुरी
और यदि
इफ ही इज देयर
क्या कभी
डज ही एवर
स्मरति स्वपित्रि
रिमेंबर अस
क्या कभी पिता माता के लिए
डज ही रिमेंबर मदर एंड फादर
अपने घर के लिए कभी उनको स्मरण
डज ही रिमेंबर हिज होम
क्या उनके वयस्क शाखाओं के लिए
डज ही रिमेंबर हिज फ्रेंड्स
उनकी जो प्रिय गाय हैं
दी काउज दैट आर सो डियर टू हिम The calves who are so dear to him, does he ever remember them?
क्या कभी जबकि मथुरा की नागरियाँ अच्छे-अच्छे प्रकार से सेवा करती हैं, खिलाती-पिलाती हैं, उस समय क्या कभी उल्टी रीति रिवाज से हम लोगों का नाम लिया करती
हैं? Does he ever take our names when he is being served by the very beautiful maidens of Mathura? Or is he saying that the way you are serving me, the Braj Gopis, they are just illiterate maidens of the village. They don't serve me the way you are serving me. Does he ever remember us directly, indirectly? Or maybe someday will come when all the world, wandering around all the world, the way the Gopis are serving, the way the Gopis offer prem, There is nobody in this world like that. When he will not be satisfied, when he will wander all around the world, then he will again come back to this bridge and he will come in front of us. And that time, he will keep his maybe on our foreheads. Will he keep his fragrant, cool hands or palms on our forehead? Will such a day come ever? Saying such words, Radhaji lost her consciousness. Enough, Gurudev says. Translation.
Therefore, Udavji, he came to Udavkeri and there he saw Srimati Radhika. She was completely absorbed internally. She had no sense of who had come, who was going. In this Brahmagita, she manifested 10 types of Divyangmar, divine madness. So, Srimati Radhika, seeing that bee, began to abuse that bee. Oh yes. Like your master, you are the same category, but you are more foolish. Human is foolish, he has two legs, but more foolish than a human is an animal who has four legs. But you have six legs, therefore we cannot imagine how foolish you are. And we are not like Lakshmi. Lakshmi, hearing his sweet voice and seeing his sweet smile, she becomes completely captivated. But we are not like her. We are not like her. We have learned from past experience. O B, have you come here chanting the glories of Krishna? Iti Katha Puranam. But this Hari Katha is very old news for us. You've only known him for 2 or 3 days, but we have known him a long time. Have you come here chanting the glories of Krishna, hoping for some donation? Then you are wasting your time. We have lost everything by the association of Krishna. Better go there to Mathura and chant his glories there. The Rajkumaris will be very happy and give you many donations. Then the bee may answer, Oh, mistress, if Krishna is so bad, why are you talking about him again and again? I have not brought him the topic of Krishna, you have brought him up. Then Srimati Radhika said, What can we do? Krishna has left us, but we cannot leave his name. We cannot leave his Harikatha. Then Srimati Radhika said, this is not the fault of that Kala. Actually, when Buddha was at home, she was saying, Radharani, not even saying the name Krishna. Asit Purush, that person who is not white. Therefore, she is not taking the name of Krishna. This is not the fault of that black, it's the fault of all blacks. There was one Kala, one black one before. His name was Ram. He was very lusty because he took sannyas and went to the forest with his wife. And what did he do? A lusty person will make a relationship with another lusty person. Therefore, he made friendship with a lusty monkey named Sugriv. Therefore, both Sugriv and Ram are both the same character because both lost their wives to someone else. Therefore, both lusty persons made a relationship. And what did Ram, what did that black do? He killed another monkey that had no fault, Bali. Not only he did not kill him face to face, but he killed him hiding behind a tree for no benefit to himself. Because you cannot eat a monkey's flesh, you cannot sell it, you cannot use his skin. Therefore, he committed sin for no benefit to him, no benefit to himself, only driven by lust. That black, what did he do? One woman, captivated by his beauty, approached him. Her name was Supanika. It's natural that a woman will be attracted to a beautiful man. Therefore, she approached Ram. But what did that black do? He cut off his nose, cut off her nose, and cut off her ears. He could have said, no, I won't marry, then finish, but he had to disfigure her. Therefore, in this life, no one would accept her. Therefore, colors are very cruel to women. There was another color, black person. His name, Bhanu. He came as a big cheetah. He came in a very small form, and he said to Bali Maharaj, I am not greedy, I don't want anything, just give me 3 steps of land. Even he forced Bali Maharaj to take a sankalpa. Bali Maharaj. Then what did he do? He cheated his own devotee, he became Trivikram Maharaj, sorry, Trivikram, and took up to heavenly planets, then to Patalok, bowed his own devotee, pushed him on the ground, put his feet on his head. Therefore, such a black person will do something like that to his own devotee, you cannot imagine what he'll do to us. Therefore, Krishna took that black, took everything from us. But what can we do? We cannot just give up talking about him. Once that name of that black enters our ears, then we lost everything. Such a person will simply weep and go to Vrindavan like a homeless bird. And seeing his condition, others will also weep. His family members will weep. This color makes everybody weep. Therefore, Srimati Radhika said, we cannot go to Mathura. There is a place of opulence. Then many moons came into Srimati's heart. Then she said, he's Aryaputra. Aryaputra means very respectful person. Is he there in Mathura? Awesome. A respectful person. Is he in Mathura? Very nice. Because even if he is in Mathura, there is some chance he may return. But if he leaves Mathura and goes very far away, then he will never return. Does sometime he remember his mother, his father, his friends, the cows? Sometimes while he is surrounded by the queen, the princesses there in Mathura, does he remember the gopis even in a bad way? Are those gopis don't know anything, only boiling milk? Does he even speak about us in a bad manner? Or has Krishna traveled everywhere? Then realize, oh, no one performs service like the gopis in the three worlds. Will that see Krishna return here? Will again he place his guru-centered hand upon our head and remove our fear? Thus lamenting like this, Srimati Radhika Kaila comes back.
Uddhav ji seeing her moods, he became so, he began to wonder. He had not even heard what to speak about seeing such moods. And he began to describe the glories of gopis in these words. O devis, Krishna is with you always. In all, completely he is with you. Such prem is not seen in anybody. Whatever words you have spoken in separation, it is to purify the three worlds. My life has become successful. He said that what to speak about us? Big yogis and devotees like Narad and others, they want a bhav as a gopi, form as a gopi, but nobody has achieved it till date. All these unchaste ladies of this world who have left Krishna and accept somebody else as husbands, and these chaste ladies of Braj, Krishna Param Brahma, Bhagwan himself, and very very high moods, bhav, mahabhav, rood, adhirood, even higher than mahabhav. This is the mood of the gopis. Aho. No comparison between them, the ladies of this world and these gopis. If you drink medicine unknowingly, you don't know its potency, but still it purifies you or it cures your disease. Similarly, anybody has attraction towards Krishna, maybe he doesn't know. He doesn't know what is the effect of chanting Krishna's names, but still it purifies that person. People see they are unchaste, that they have attraction towards Krishna, they are wives belonging to somebody else, but this is not correct. What was that shlok? Asamaho charanareno. If in Vrindavan, Madhavji is saying, to get the dust of their lotus feet, if I become a tree or a creeper, my life will become successful. Till date, he is also searching for the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. Has been totally under control of the gopis by prem, by their prem. How can we describe the glories of the gopis? He said that the Braj gopis, the gopis of Nandagaon, if I am praying for just a single grain of dust from one of the gopis' lotus feet, such beautiful words in separation that are emanating from their mouths, it is purifying the three worlds. After saying this, the gopis, when Radha ji, she's come to external consciousness, then she began to say, Ha Nath, O Lord, O Brajnath, these words. O Master, O Master of the Braj, protect, who is the protector of Braj. Oh, you who mitigate the distresses of all the Brajabasis, in separation Gokul is drowning. In separation of you, in the ocean of your separation today, all this Gokul is drowning, dying. Give your darshan quickly, come here and save this Braj. Again she said these words and fainted. These are the glories of the gopis. When came back to a little external consciousness, she said to Uddhav, oh, you have said that Krishna is distressed in our separation. Don't say to Krishna that we are also suffering in his separation. Tell him that Krishna, gopis are very nice, they are drinking, eating, they are very healthy, they have forgotten you completely. Say these words. If you say these, say very softly, maybe if you want to say them, someday you should tell something and next day something else. Krishna's heart is very soft, some like some cloth. If you twist it, it gets torn. Similarly, if Krishna will hear the talks of our separation, that we are suffering, his heart will break. If you want to tell him, slowly tell him about our sufferings. And when Uddhav ji heard this, he became so much developed, so much faith towards the gopis. And staying some days in Braj, he tried to pacify them. And he came, went to Mathura, and slowly he said to Krishna that you have to go, they cannot live without you, the gopis. Like this, Uddhav, this message, Sandesh, this finished. Translation.
Seeing all this, Uru was most astonished. Uru would have never heard of such a thing, what to speak of seeing it directly. Therefore, finally, Uru did pronounce to the gopis and said, really, Krishna is always completely with you. I have never seen such a prema like yours anywhere. Your separation from Sri Krishna is so wonderful. It purifies the three worlds. By seeing you, my life is completely successful. Your prema is so exalted that even rishis and munis like myself, like Narada, like Mahadev, like Brahma, we want it, but we cannot get. Therefore, where are the ordinary women of this world, and where are the glories of the gopis? They have achieved Rudra Bhav, which is a part of Mahabhav towards Akhilatma Sri Krishna. Therefore, the glories of the gopis are so powerful. It's like even if one takes a medicine out of ignorance, still he will be cured of the disease. People of materialistic intelligence consider the gopis to be fallen from the path of religion. But this is not so. They are most exalted. Therefore, Uddha prays, I pray to become one speck of dust on the foot of the gopis. My life is perfect. But even the Shrutis, the personified scriptures, cannot achieve the foot dust of the gopis. Their prema is so great, it completely controls Sri Krishna. Therefore, Bande Nanda Vrajastriyam, I pay obeisances to the gopis of the village of Nanda Baba. Therefore, he prayed to one speck of dust. One speck of dust cannot be on the feet of two gopis. Therefore, Uddhav in a secret way gave pranam to the feet of Srimati Radhika. Their viraha, their separation from Sri Krishna is so beautiful, it purifies anyone who hears it. Therefore, Srimati Radhika became conscious again and lamented further. Hey Nar, O Lord, O Brajanath, O Lord of Vrindavan, you always removed all the sufferings of the devotees here. Now this Gokul is drowning in your separation. O Krishna, if you do not come here and save us, we will be finished. Saints, Srimati again fell unconscious. After rising herself, she said to Uddhav, O Uddhav, when you go to Mathura, whatever you do, do not tell Krishna that the gopis are unhappy. You should tell Krishna the gopis are very happy, eating, decorating themselves, enjoying life. Because Krishna's heart is very, very soft. If he hears of our separation, his heart will tear like an old cloth. Therefore, if you have to tell something to him, you should describe a little bit one day and a little bit the next day. Because when he hears of our separation, he will also die. Hearing this, Uddhav became even more astonished. And he spent some more days there in Vrindavan. Finally, he went to Mathura and gradually he said to Krishna, O Krishna, without you, the Brijavasis, they cannot live. You should find some way to return them.
After that, went to Nanda Bhavan. What you see on the top of that hill, the temple, that is not Nanda Bhavan. Nanda Bhavan is in its south, down. On this side, Nanda Baba's palace, and that side, Varsana, north of Varsana, towards Nandagaon, down, Vishwabhanu's palace is there. Yashoda ji has a separate palace, Nanda Baba another, Baldev ji has separate palace, Krishna has separate, a kitchen is separate, the garden is separate, like this, In this Govind Lilamrit, all these things have been described in detail. Nowadays, that old house, 5,000 years old it is maybe, and ruins, we went, some of it was left, some remnants of that, but we went, there was a dharamshala there, a hotel. Now that is also finished, no sign of all those old palaces. After that, we went to Terkadam. Terkadam is such a place where Krishna, there was Khidak of Nanda Baba nearby, and there was a Kadam tree nearby. He would climb on that tree, Krishna, and play his flute and collected all the cows in that place. Bahori, Pishangi, Jamune, like calling like this, he used to call the cows there. Millions and millions of cows, if one cow would not come there, then that cow's name also he would chant on his jewel, japa, japa of jewels. Then he would climb again on the kadam, would call the name of that cow and call her near. And at night, on the kadam tree, with flute, with a very, he would play the flute in such a manner that all the gopis would think that Krishna is calling my name, and they would run towards this place. And the rasa dance, etc., were performed in these places. Rupa Goswami also performed his bhajan there. Sanatan Goswami also, he met this place. And when it became late in discussions, desire, understanding Rupa Goswami's desire, a small baby girl brought some milk, sugar, but they don't have time to make any preparations from these. Then she herself brought the cow dung patties, and she blew from her lips, and a fire started, and she made kheer on this. Keep this kheer and feed your brother also. And she went away. Then Sanatan Goswami, seeing this kheer, he said, this is astonishing, this kheer. Prem began to manifest in the, his heart. He said, Roop, never do this. Did you desire something? That my elder brother Sanatan has come. Did you have this desire? Yes. Now see, your desire, to fulfill your desire, Srimati Radhika herself came to this place and made this kheer. You are taking service from her. Like this, that place is, such pastimes happened here. And from there, you went to Charan Pahadi. Krishna, at the time of grazing the cows, played his flute, and on a top out of a hill, he has his footmarks. A crude saw this, and he became overwhelmed with prem, and he is offering sashtang pranam to this footprints. And he started remembering Krishna. Meditate. You are fortunate that you have had darshan of all these places, especially the moods of gopis which have been described, the mood of Radharani which have been described. In the world, it is very, very rare such katha. Her mind, her body, soul, speech, everything is totally absorbed in Krishna in such a way that she doesn't have any external consciousness except for Krishna. Where am I? What am I doing day and night? Meditating on Krishna, sometimes in separation, sometimes worrying about how to meet. If you have to achieve Krishna, attain Krishna, then at least a little of this mood should come in your hearts also. If not, then you can never attain Him, Krishna. You can never attain Krishna. To perform bhajan, you should have realization of some separation. This moods of gopis, and how come we are so unfortunate? Especially, this sannyas is given, why? That nyas. All the objects of this material world, people of this material world reject. Reject everything. Become totally absorbed in Krishna. This is why sannyas is given. Gopi bhava is given when you get sannyas. If you do not have such moods in the sannyas, then definitely you have to fall down. Those people are very unfortunate. That is why you also should try, or ladies should also try, that in separation you should chant your names in separation. That pastimes of separation, meditating on them, our heart is not melting. So unfortunate, even though we are chanting such names, hearing so many things. Fie on us, when will he be merciful on us? This is your only single aim, this is only perfection of your life, that such attachment should be towards Krishna, nothing else. Wife, we have not been given this life to become attracted towards our wife or husbands. Do not misuse your life. Like this, performing all our parikrama Nandagaon, we came back to this place. Oh yes, Pavan Sarovar. You went to Pavan Sarovar. Why this name Pavan Sarovar? Because Pavan means pure. Vishakha's father made this pond, Sarovar. That is why Pavan Sarovar. Krishna, when he would graze the cows, he would bring them here to feed them water. Choo-choo means drink this water. They would go to this water pond. When he would say choo-choo, they would drink this water. Neeri neeri. Now come near. Tiri tiri means come near. And like this, the cows understand his words, what Krishna is saying, and exactly they would behave like that. Like this, these pastimes are performed. Krishna is taking bath on one side, and he would take a plunge in that, and he would dive inside, and where Radharani is taking bath at the other end, he would catch her under water, his legs, and pull her inside. Like these pastimes were performed here, and our Vrishabhanu Maharaj, at the banks of this pond, he made a palace for her, that she would stay there, and other so many pastimes have been performed here. Sanatana Goswami Bhajan Kutir is also there at the banks of Pavan Sarovar, Madhav Maharaj mentions. Sanatana Goswami Bhajan Kutir in Nandagaon near Pavan Sarovar, it is. One day I'm hungry, he's performing his bhajan. Krishna came and kheer or milk, something was in a pot, clay pot. Oh Baba, nobody remains hungry in Braj. You are hungry here? Drink this milk. I will come back, I will take this pot. He saw this child's mood, he could not understand that it is Krishna himself. Some ordinary boy, he considered himself. But his voice and his face is so sweet. When he drank this milk, he understood, oh, my life seems successful. He became so much absorbed in Krishna prem. Why? Krishna has cheated me also. I had his darshan, could not understand it is him. Like this, there so many saints of our sampradaya, disciplic succession also, very big saints. Seniors, sannyasis also have chanted here. Lalita Kund, we discussed this yesterday. Enough today, Gurudev is saying. Translation.
Oh, already wants to go part the Nartika. She's soon ready. Kal hum log Parshana jayenge. वहाँ बरसाना में गंबर बंद की उस तरफ में जाएंगे खाने की सौरी आएगी इतना सभी जाना सक्रिखोर
वेर कृष्ण विद द गोपीज ही परफॉर्म द पास टाइम
चिक्सौली ग्राम
एंड चिक्सौली विलेज
चित्रसखी
विलेज वेर
विष्णु बाबा की गाय महाराज
cows or milk.
और उसके बाद में गहुआ कुंड
एंड फॉर दैट
गहुआ वन
गहुआ वन
वहीं पर जलपान होगा
वेयर यू विल हैव योर ब्रेकफास्ट
और मोरकुटी
एंड मोरकुटी डेफिनेटली यू गोइंग टू विजिट दिस कृष्ण एज अ पीकॉक एंड राधा रानी एज पीकॉक दे हैव डांस एट दिस
प्लेस एंड
फॉर दैट
विलासगढ़
विलासगढ़
मानगढ़
मानगढ़
वहां पर सब विचित्र भी गाय हुई
एस्टोनिशिंग आर दिस पास एंड
फ्रॉम देयर एंड करके उनका दर्शन करना
फिर विष्णु दर्शन करना
ऊंचा गांव में
ऊंचा
पहाड़ी
और मैरिज
और
सेरेमनी
हुआ है
वहां
पर
और वेल आल्सो देयर
एंड सरोवर भी है
वन पॉइंट इज आल्सो देयर
यू
हैव दर्शन ऑल दीस प्लेसेस
ऊंचा गांव में ललिता जी का महल
ललिता गांव ललिता पैलेस
कठोर पर्वत देवकुंड
हिल
दाऊ
जी
का स्थान
You will have darshan of all these places.
ऊंचा गांव में ही प्रसाद सेवा होगी और फिर
वहां से लौट
सब अगर लोग आप लोग जैसे 5 बजे प्रस्तुत होते हैं
एवरी डे द वे यू आर अराइविंग एवरीबॉडी हैज टू कम हियर एट 5 o'clock टुमारो
therefore yesterday when we went to the temple the original temple The temple that we visited yesterday is not the original Nandagaon. The original village of Nandagaon is to the south, lower down. Buddha said in the time of his Gurudev that he used to go there and there were just some remnants left. And there was one Dharamsala that used to stay, but now that has all disappeared. Just like Vrishabhanu Maharaj, their house, their Bhavan is not on the top of that mountain, it's on the bottom. Therefore, in Govinda Lilamrita, it's described how Nanda, Sri Yasoda, Baladev all have separate, apart from...
Parasatya, ready where?
Therefore, yesterday we also went to Tirthakadamba. At that place nearby, Sri Nanda Baba had one kirat, one goshala, and he would keep his cows there. There was one kadamba tree, Krishna would climb that and count the cows. So Krishna knew exactly how many cows were there, and if one cow was missing, then Krishna knew, and he would call that cow, Shabala, Shabala. Sometimes Krishna would play his flute, and he would call the gopis, and each gopi would hear, oh, he is only calling my name. There Sri Rupa Goswami used to perform bhajan. Sometimes Sri Sanatana Goswami would appear there. One time Sri Sanatana Goswami came and Sri Rupa Goswami had a desire. I will feed something nice to my big brother, but there was nothing. Therefore Srimati Radhika appeared there having milk and rice and sugar. And she saw they were absorbed in Harikatha. She herself blew on the chula, the fire, and made it burn. And with her own hand she made some sweet rice. Then she offered that to Sri Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupa Goswami gave that sweet rice. Hey, everyone, a little quiet, 2 minutes. Then Sri Rupa Goswami gave that sweet rice to her, his brother. Taking that sweet rice, then Sanatana Goswami was overwhelmed in ecstasy. Then Sanatana Goswami could understand who made the sweet rice. Who made this sweet rice? That was none other than Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Sri Sanatana Goswami corrected Sri Rupa Goswami. Oh, Rupa, did you have some desire? Oh, yes, you should not do like that. We are meant to serve Radhika, but she came and we took service from us. We went to Charan Pahari. There, Akura saw the footprints of Krishna in the stone and became absorbed in remembering Krishna. How lucky we are to hear this guitar, especially the guitar concerning the gopis. Day and night, the gopis would remember their meetings with Krishna and their separation from Sri Krishna. Therefore, if you want to achieve Sri Krishna, we should become a little bit like that. If we cannot feel separation from Krishna, then how we can meet him? Therefore, this is the meaning of sannyas. Sannyas. When one leaves everything to achieve Gopi Bhav. Therefore, those who do not have this Gopi Bhav, they must fall down from sannyas. There's no other upaya, no other. Must have no other
option.
Therefore, such persons are most unfortunate. So we should chant the name of separation. But we are so much unfortunate, our heart is not melting. Even though Krishna's name is so sweet and powerful, still our hearts are not melting in any way. Therefore we should weep when they will give mercy to us. Therefore we should not misuse our mind. We should not put it in improper direction to be attracted and thinking of women, wealth and so forth. We went to Pavan Sarovar, which was built by Sri Vishaka Devi's father. Sri Krishna used to bring his cows there to drink. He would call them, Nire Nire, come to the bank. Choo Choo, Pee,
drink,
drink. Pire Pire. So the cows would follow the instructions of Krishna. The cowboys would bath on one side and the gopis would bathe on the other side. And Krishna would swim underneath like a crocodile and pull Radhika's feet under the water. Vrishabhanu Maharaj also built for his daughter one small palace there. One time, that is the place of Sri Sanatana Goswami's bhajan kutya. One time, Sanatana Goswami had nothing to eat and Sri Krishna himself brought some milk for Sri Sanatana Goswami. But Sri Sanatana Goswami could not understand that was Krishna. Therefore, he drank that milk. And drinking that milk, he could understand who is that boy because his speaking was very sweet. Then he lamented, alas, Krishna cheated me. So tomorrow is a very long day, so just after Mangalati we go to our buses. Tomorrow we go to Vrishabhanupur, Sakikor, Chitsoli, Gauravan. Then we go to the four places on the top of that mountain. Then we go to Sri Kunj, the Sri Mandir. Then we go down to the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. We go to the village of Lalita Devi, Uta Pahari, Uchagam. Then we have darshan of Dalji. And finally, the icing on the cake, we go to Sri Kunj. And if any of us are still alive, we can come back to Buddha's class again.
In this schedule, there is one small mistake. The last bus day is on the 23rd instead of 22nd. This is Friday. Last bus day. After tomorrow, 2 days, we will be here in Giridhar's Govardhan.
Hare Krishna. Tomorrow, just immediate after Mangal Arati, we have to proceed toward buses. There are so many places, so don't delay please. কালকে মঙ্গল আরতি পরে সবাই বাসে চড়ে যাবেন যে যে বাসে যাচ্ছেন ওই বাসেই যাবেন যদি কারো সিট না হয় আমাদের জানাবেন আমরা ব্যবস্থা করে দেব যে